Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
God.
Thank
God
for Jesus
Lord,
this morning.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Deliverance Church. Yes, Lord, in our spirit this morning, magnify you. We lift you up, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah, you. Jesus.
Together, saints of God. Hallelujah. Coming together to be in one accord, oh God.
Yes.
You worship the honor and all of the praise. Hallelujah. Yes, in our heart. Yes, in our mind.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Jesus.
Yes, in our yes. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How?
Yes, glory Lord.
To God. Hallelujah.
Despite
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
What's going on in our lives? What's going on all around us? God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, Lord.
And the Lord, yes.
My soul says, yeah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, to my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Our soul says,
Yes,
our Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise your name, dear God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. We thank you for right now.
Yes.
Right now,
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
Deliverance Church, hallelujah. Glory to God. We magnify you for another day.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, God, but you have allowed us to come together one more time.
And hallelujah, Jesus.
Friend, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank
you,
our leader. Hallelujah. Apostle Asia Francis, oh,
yes.
God.
Yes.
And the leader of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We
yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Christ. We thank you. Hallelujah for Deacon Francis, oh God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for the Lord. We thank you for all the ministers, the preachers,
yes, Lord, the, thank you, Jesus. Prophets,
the bishops, oh God.
Yes.
Everyone that's connected to Cornerstone
Amen.
Deliverance Church.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Of the saints of God, hallelujah, at this time. We say glory
Lord.
To your name, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Father God,
thank
for another day's journey. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
thank to Jesus.
Hallelujah. You have just tuned in to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise the Lord, and you are welcome, welcome, welcome to join us. Hallelujah.
Good
and our Sunday morning services unto the Lord. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, and Lord Jesus.
Rejoice and be glad in it. This is our spirit and truth worship services. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
we do thank the Lord for the gathering of the saints of God today. Well, again, we thank God for Cornerstone Deliverance Church.
Yes, Lord.
Asia Francis and Deacon Anthony Francis, we thank God for everyone that's joined us today. Glory
yes.
to God. We want to just have a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Saying yes to his will and yes to his way. Cornerstone Deliverance Church Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. And if you need to contact us, you can go to www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that's here with us this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to open up the services for anyone that's here. Glory to God that thought about joining us this morning. We magnify the Lord. Glory to God. Be with us right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify the Lord right now for everyone that decided to come and be part of the services with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Eartha Wright Morgan. Glory to God. The facilitator for this morning. Bless God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the having a wonderful time in the Lord. Glory to God. Every prayer warrior and every intercessor, every member, that's on the line with us, you are welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to open up with a scripture, and I do believe it's Hebrews 10:38. Bless God. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Now, the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Amen. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God, the just shall live by faith.
Lord.
Glory to God. We do live and walk by faith. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we're going to open the services up this morning, testimony service. Praise God. If anyone have a testimony or a song that they want to sing or give to the glory and honor of God, you are welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I just thank God for being in the midst this morning. I just praise him because he's so worthy to be praised. Yes, I thank him for what he's doing. But again, as always, I thank him for what he's going to do in the name of Jesus. And I do thank him for the blood and for the covering in the name of Jesus. And I thank
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is mine, all mine.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
I know that Jesus is mine.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is mine.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, he's mine in the morning. evening, mine in the evening, all the day long.
Hallelujah.
Keep singing this song, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mine in the morning, mine in the evening, all the day long.
Hallelujah,
I
yes, Lord.
Singing this song, I know that Jesus, He's mine, Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go,
hallelujah, yes,
everywhere
Lord.
I be.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, because I know that Jesus is mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not saying He's all mine by myself.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
You claim Him for yourself. I claim Him for
myself. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Where would I be without the Lord? I would be like a ship without a sail. I would be out there on the wind being tossed and thrown by God. But I'm so glad I know that He is mine. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Call on Him any time of the day or night. Glory to His name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I magnify Him because, hallelujah, even though my body has been attacked, my God, sickness and pain, my God, in my body, even
Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. I count it all joy. My
Hallelujah.
I still count it all joy. I'm able to feel, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody can't feel Him this morning.
Hallelujah,
somebody feels even know that they are here in the world.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Somebody's comatose. Hallelujah. They have no idea where they are. But
yes,
I know I am, my God. I
hallelujah,
know.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. If I get pulled down, my God. If
hallelujah,
I get waiting and waiting and trusting God, having faith in God that one day, real soon, my God, my God, my God, I'm going to be all right in spite of the pain. My God. Hallelujah. I'm not stopping. I won't. It. Glory to God.
My
I testified
Lord.
Back in April 13, 2015, glory to God, how I had a stroke, but I never shut up. I never got quiet. I've been talking ever since, even when there was something wrong with my voice and I sounded like a Jamaican. Praise God. Hallelujah. They were
thank
asking
you, Lord
me,
Jesus.
What country are you from? I'm from here. Bless
hallelujah,
my God, but you couldn't tell I had a stroke by just looking at me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He watched over me in spite of.
Hallelujah,
my
Jesus.
God. That's why I keep praising His name, my God. Hallelujah. Because I know
you, Lord,
He's a
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. I know He's a healer. I know He's
Lord,
a deliverer. I know He's a way maker.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Personally, because He came and seen about me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Woo! Bless His holy
thank
name.
You, Lord,
somebody else a chance to testify because I'm getting really happy right now. Bless God.
All right.
The floor is open for testimonies and songs. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord. My Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Praise and praise and praise. And
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My Lord, my Savior, nobody like Jesus.
Jesus.
Anybody else with a testimony?
Giving honor to God this morning who's head of my life. I just want to thank God for my pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, and Deacon Francis in their absence. I thank God for Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. I thank God for Minister Mother Harris. I thank God for Prophet Maggie. I thank God for Sister Johnson. I thank God for Prophet William and all the proper people in their, and all the saints in their proper places. I just want to give God thanks and honor this morning because I know I told you all a couple of weeks ago that my leg had turned dark because of the blood circulation. And I told you that it was halfway down after Apostle prayed for me. But I thank God because now, hallelujah, because now it's only at my ankle. And I give God all the glory because I know one morning I'm going to wake up, it's not going to be there. Although the doctor said I have it the rest of my life, but I see it moving all the way down and pretty soon it's going to be gone. And I just give God the glory because he's so worthy this morning. And yes, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I give honor unto God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. I thank you. Praise God. I'm not good with names, but just be patient with me. Apostle Eartha Morgan Wright.
Yes.
Prophetess. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Maggie Cabina. Thank you for Mother Roberts. Mother, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Johnson, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's difficult for me, but I thank and praise God for the breath that he has in my body.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
This breath that I have belongs to him.
And
he's teaching me to be mindful of the words that come. Hallelujah, on the breath that I use. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You learn these things in church. You got to learn these things by, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because he is the one who is perfecting us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to give him praise and honor. Thank him. You know, there's so many things that you know, you thank him when you're in your praise time and your worship to him. So when you're talking with people, you know, you try to just give something, praise God. Because,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm like Sister Mary who, hallelujah, cry on his toes and wipe it with my hair. I'm just grateful,
Lord.
And thankful.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice. And truly,
thank you, Lord.
We are rejoicing. We can't express verbally, thank you, Jesus, but the tongue will do it for us. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just good to be gathered together in name and be in fellowship one with another where there's no isms and schisms, just the love and the all
of Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just want to give a shout out to our Lord and Savior Jesus and for the service that he's allowing us to come together that
Amen.
We can encourage and strengthen to hear the voices of people who love the Lord.
And
who want to fight be rebellious, but I'm grateful for salvation.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. What
a wonderful testimony, woman of God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you,
woman of God. Amen.
There is a name I'd love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear.
Oh, yes.
The sweetest on earth and this oh how I
yes Lord thank you
Jesus oh how I love Jesus it oh because he loves me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, it's oh, how I love Jesus. It's oh, oh how I love Jesus.
Jesus
is oh, oh, I love Jesus because he first because he first because he first loved me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Mm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will there be another testimony, a song to the glory and honor of God? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God. I just bless the Lord this morning, giving honor to all those on the line, giving honor to Christ who is my life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Giving honor to our apostle and Deacon Francis in their absence and all of the ministers and everyone in their respectful places this morning. I just thank the Lord this morning for loving on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. That song is real. Glory to God. Just thinking about the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. His love, hallelujah, it is something when you understand the capacity of his love. Hallelujah, glory to God. It changes your mindset. Hallelujah. You realize that it's nothing that you have the ability to do with your life to change your life. Hallelujah. But he is the change. Hallelujah. It is because of the love that he shed. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you come in agreement with that love, hallelujah, glory to God, it there's a reverence, there's a respect, hallelujah, and I thank God for me finally understanding that love, hallelujah, for me finally embracing his love, glory to God. All these years of going to church, hallelujah, I finally understood it was nothing that Maggie could do, but it was because of the love of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I finally understood that that was the life-changing thing for my life, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, that the him shedding his blood on that cross for Maggie, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. In his shedding the blood for my sin, hallelujah, I don't have to carry on any unforgiveness. I don't have to carry on any anger, any hurt or pain. I don't have to walk in any sin or any iniquity. I can live a righteous, holy life. So I thank God this morning for loving me. And for me, hallelujah, understanding his love, hallelujah, glory to God. For me, embracing his love, for me, encountering his love, hallelujah, glory to God. It is because of the love of Jesus this morning, and that is my testimony. Hallelujah, glory to God. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord, that I will continue to grow more and more and fall daily in love with him over and over, that it will continue to grow each day. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Awesome testimony. Glory to God. When we recognize it's all about him. God, it's about his grace and about his mercy.
Oh,
my
yes,
God. Hallelujah. And about his love. Hallelujah. That we are able to make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God. Praise is what I do when I don't know what to do. Might not even be the right words, but that's what's going on in my head right now. I lift my hand in praise. I want to praise you.
Through the good and the bad.
Through the good and the bad. I praise you.
I'm happy or sad.
Whether happy or sad.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'll praise you. No matter what I'm going through.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because praise is what I do.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I owe it all to
hallelujah.
Glory to God. That came to my heart. Don't know all the words, but God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Wherever we're going, if we would begin to praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to his name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We would give him everything. God, praise. I want to praise him. The good or the bad, I will praise him. Hallelujah. Whether happy or sad, I praise him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know, Lucy. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise your name, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
So worthy, God. He's so worthy.
I do. I wait. He can't do nothing else. Even if I couldn't sing, I would wave my hands.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
I got feet. Hallelujah. If I couldn't use my hand, I used my feet and I stumbled. For I was down to higher to the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah. Knowing how good he is.
Hallelujah.
How good
hey, glory
he
God.
Has been to us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
And worthy, worthy, worthy.
Nobody but you.
To be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will there be another testimony or song to the glory and honor of God?
Hallelujah. And glory to God. I give God praise this morning just for hearing. I just thank
God.
Just for hearing the testimonies, just about God's love, God's grace, his amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
And I just give him praise. I'm like her. I don't know the name to a lot of songs, but what was on my heart was, without God,
yes,
I would be nothing. Mm-hmm. Without God, I would fail. Without God, life would be rugged.
Oh, yes.
Like a ship without a sail.
Mm-hmm.
And I just give God praise. It's in him that I live, I move, and I have my being.
Yeah,
and I just give God praise
you,
for everyone on the line, for Apostle Asia and her husband.
Yeah.
And I just, Bishop, I just give praise to God just for even this prayer line and Bible study and school now. God praise.
Yes,
that came at a time that God sent it to me. So I just give God praise for that, and how God is just continuously changing my life and drawing me closer and closer to him.
Yes, Lord.
And just allowing me to fall more in love with him. I loved him, but I'm falling even more in love with him day by day. And I give God praise for that. I thank him, because we've just been seeing the miracles, the signs, and the wonders going forth. And I give God praise. We've had testimonies coming in that God is healing, God is delivering, God is saving souls, and I'm just excited about what God is doing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For his delivering power. There is nothing that God can't do. There is nothing that he can't deliver us from. And I just give God praise, because the more that I get in his presence, and I say, God, purge things out of me that I don't even know about. And God will begin to reveal himself to you, and he will begin to And I just give God praise for that, because there were things in my life that yes, I was going to church, I loved God, I was living all that I know to live, but I was saying, God, if there's anything hidden that I don't see,
yes, Lord.
And I just give God praise, because God began to show me that when you are offended, this is one thing I've learned, when you are offended, offense don't come by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Offense come with anger. It could come with anger and other things, but the enemy wants to know that. We think, oh, I'm just mad at that person, and you know, that's all it is. But I didn't mean to even say this, but
that's all right.
Or maybe somebody needs it, but God just began to show me, no. That you're saying I'm okay, but if you're saying I'm okay, and somebody bring that person up or that situation up, and you feeling some kind of way,
you
ain't set free yet. And God showed me that. And I began to repent. And I said, God, forgive me, because I had offense in my heart and did not even know it.
Everything
was okay. But I thank God that you get in his presence, seek first the kingdom. Everything will be added. That means those things that's lacking in your life that you might not even know about. He said, I will reveal it to you. Stay in my presence. I will reveal these things to you. Because
Hallelujah,
God wants a soul, body, soul, and spirit.
Yes.
He wants a soul in our mind. He wants a soul in our spirit. He wants a soul even in our body. He is a divine healer. And he says, by his stripes, we are healed. I can heal God's praise, because God is a healer. I don't care.
Yes, he is.
I'm not going to try to butcher her name, but the woman of God who's minister, I keep calling her Pastor Eartha, but.
Amen. I ain't Pastor Eartha. You can go home. Go on, woman of God.
But I just thank God, like you said, sometimes our body don't want to act right. But we have to tell these bodies, shut up, Adam.
Hallelujah.
You're not in control any longer. No matter how we feel.
Amen.
We have to keep going on. We have to keep pushing.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Going with the Holy Spirit is telling us to do.
Yes.
I want to thank God for his revelation knowledge that he gives.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I'm going to make this short and sweet. The Lord blessed my soul. And, you know, I was kind of hurt when the queen passed away. I was feeling bad. I was praying for the family. I was kind of weak to myself because she had so much charisma. I keep saying charisma, but it was just the way she carried herself as a queen. She stood in her rightful place. And the Lord began to show me when she passed away, her son, Harry, he inherited everything. He stepped into place. He became a king.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord began to reveal to me, I am the king of kings.
Yes.
And we repent, we give our heart to Jesus Christ, we become royalty.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God, I said, God, forgive me because I'm living beneath my privilege.
Mm.
Yes.
Because you said, if he is the king of kings, and he was royalty, that makes us royalty.
That's
and we have to walk and we have to live as if we're royalty. Our minds and make us begin to think that we're nothing. We're nobody. But in Jesus Christ, everything you need, he has. Everything you want, everything you desire, it's in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He just showed me, I will provide. I will do it.
You are Jesus.
And I just give God praise.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Worry about those things. King Harry, he ain't worried about where his next meal coming from. He already know it's going to be provided. And
yes,
God,
Lord.
You better know. If you know me, and if you're my child,
my
you don't have to worry about anything.
Nothing. Amen.
I will provide whatever you need.
Yes.
I'll do whatever needs to be done. I'm the healer. I'm the deliverer.
Yes,
I will deliver
you. Hallelujah.
The key to it all is that we have to want it for ourselves.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Without one plea, that my blood was shed for me.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
And
thank you.
Lord, my God,
glory to your name this morning, God.
And that's
thank
how we have to come as a child, not knowing nothing, forgetting all our traditions. Forgetting all our doctrines and all of that other stuff. And I come.
My Lord,
with all my sins, I come and I ask your forgiveness.
Yes, Lord. Preach
sin, you step into the kingdom. That's you are royalty. Now,
hallelujah,
like,
yes, Lord.
Like
Jesus.
It. I just give God praise and I
hallelujah, Jesus.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
First love me. That's my testimony.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Mama God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sharing your testimony and all those words of encouragement.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, amen. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
With glory to God.
Wisdom. Thank you, Lord.
But while we have a chance, we have an opportunity, while the blood is yet running in our right minds, and we have an opportunity, my God, to say something to the glory and honor of God. It ain't about us. We're not even.
Yes, Lord.
We're telling what the Lord has done. Lord has done, and I believe it was Prince Charles that's now King Charles, woman of God. Someone tried to say it while you were testifying, but it's Charles. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes,
but nevertheless, and Lord. Lord is Jesus the Christ. My God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
looking up unto the hills, looking up to him, from whence cometh our help. All our help cometh from the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Right to praise him. We have a right to testify, glory to God, about his honor. Even when he deliver us out of something, anything, my God, if he is correcting us and putting us on a roll call,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Give him the honor. Give him the praise. We recognize who he is.
Oh, yes, Lord.
My Lord. Our Savior.
Glory
and we have to testify.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Will that be another testimony or a song to the glory and honor of God?
My Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Y'all done said a couple. You was praising God, and so you said some things and put some of these songs in your head.
Glory to God.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there another testimony? Well, amen. Well, I have one other song I want to sing.
Yes.
That was because the woman of God got me crunk early. Amen. Mother Minister Harris. Amen.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first with take me back.
Amen.
Take me back to love.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I feel that I've grown so far from you, Lord, but still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, the memories are drawing me. Lord, I must confess,
yes.
Lord, I've been blessed,
oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
But yet my soul is not satisfied.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
He knew my faith, restore my joy, and dry my weeping eyes. Take me back.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord. Place where I first receive you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord. Where
I try so hard
to make it all alone. I need your help just to make it home. Take me back.
Oh, hallelujah.
Take me back to Lord. Ooh, where I was.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where I first receive you, where I first believe. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Testimonies and songs that have gone on before the glory and honor of God. Amen and amen. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah for the minister that's getting ready. Hallelujah to impart the word of God to us today.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord. Hallelujah for Mother Minister Harris.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He comes and enlightens us in the world.
Hallelujah.
Mother Minister Harris, you have Lord, God bless you,
God bless you,
Lord Jesus.
I do thank God this morning, glory to God, for the love and the Spirit of God that's already gone through this morning.
Thank
you can
Jesus.
Feel the love, you can feel the presence of God, hallelujah. Every testimony, glory to God.
Thank
was
you,
my
Lord
place.
Jesus.
Glory to the name of God. Eartha Wright came in with Hebrews, and that was part of it. And then just started talking about the love of God and accepting Him as our own personal Savior.
This morning.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everything that's been said, glory to God, is to the glory of God.
Yeah.
He is our Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we don't, Mother, have to live beneath our privilege. Glory
thank
to God.
You,
because He's the Almighty God. Hallelujah. He bought the night. He bought the stars. He bought the fish. He bought the birds of the air. Glory to God. And we have to live with that beneath our privilege. The woman of God testified to that. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The other mother, Sister Maggie, glory to God. You can feel the love. In your testimony, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Even every testimony was of God.
Amen.
And
Lord
that
Jesus.
Was praising Him, even without me coming forth. But glory to God, it was all up in God's business.
Yeah.
Belief to take a true, real, to have confidence in a statement or a promise. Glory to God. In God's word, if He say shall, you can take that to the bank.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to the name. It's nothing. No condition.
Mm-hmm.
No house payment. No rent payment. No food to have to buy. The chair
thank
you got
Lord
to
Jesus.
Sit on. Glory to God. That He won't supply your
own.
Because the word says so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. The only thing we got to do, like the sister said, is to tap into it.
Amen.
Glory to the name of Jesus. We ain't got to
discuss.
We ain't got to ramp it up. Glory to God. But take Him at His word. From Genesis to Revelation, I used to say it's just like a double Oreo cookie with a double cream in the middle. Glory to God. Because He will and shall do anything way above what our human minds can even imagine. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, like I said, the testimonies. And, you know, I got into trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really trust Him this morning?
Take
Him at His word. Because the testimonies were saying that what, how you're drawn, how he's drawing you to him, for
yeah,
how he heals your body time and time again. Glory to God.
Yes, man.
Mother Earth, the right, glory to God, how where he brought her from, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
How he testified. Woke up one morning, glory to God, walked to my recliner, cut the television on, glory to God, fell asleep on the television, woke up, could not move.
My God.
Lord Jesus.
From my neck down. Glory to the name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Somebody was saying something, and Mother Morgan, glory to God, I could not move.
Yes.
From my neck down, could not feel.
My God.
Oh, glory to the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord God, I thank him.
Thank you,
glory
Lord
to God.
Jesus.
A week later, glory to God, I could kind of move my hand in the name of Jesus.
Name
of
Jesus.
The doctor operated on me, and you have heard me testify. It's a plate in my neck just wide if you put all your fingers together and put your palm facing you. Stick through, okay?
Amen.
Oh, glory
Jesus.
To the name. He said, I should not, according to him, man, science, whatever, I should have never walked again. In the name
Lord
of
God.
But this is what God tells
God.
Me. Not because I'm no greater, have done no more than someone else because of his mercy.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. But back to the doctor a few weeks ago, he's going to tell me, my Lord, now it's curving my coccyx bone, and now it's crushing. It has collapsed on my sciatic nerve. Okay, the pain gets to me. Oh, but calling on Jesus. I have
Jesus.
To call on
Jesus. Come on, woman of God.
Someone have testified this morning to that.
Come on now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Our living. He don't want our living to be in vain this morning.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And amen.
He don't want our living, the pain we done gone through, glory to God, to testify.
Come on now.
God, what the man of God has done. Jesus took to the cross. He
Hallelujah.
Said his word. We got to feel it, think it, love it.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
It, do it. Walk
Amen.
By you, live by you, cry
Amen.
By you, kneel
Amen.
By you, walk by
you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, some of us, yes, can't speak like others, glory to
Hallelujah.
God, but it's the humbleness, the love
Your
voice, glory to to God this morning.
Yes.
Do you believe this morning? Do you truly trust God and
Thank
take
you.
Him at his word? This
Hallelujah.
Is the
Lord.
Do we truly love him?
Yes.
Take him at his word. Do we really have the faith? Glory
Amen.
To God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That's what the ministry is all about. Glory to God.
Yes.
I was reading in 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter. Glory to God. That's an interesting chapter. But I'm only going to read a little part. Starting from 14. Knowing that he which raised up, the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by shall present us with you. His presence with you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus came. He rose again.
Hallelujah.
He died for us. Glory to God. Went to the grave, came out with the Elphicus keys, which he had and belonged to. Glory to God. And he will do the same for us. When we get, like the sister said, that one mind.
Because
the word says one mind, one faith, and one baptism. Glory to God. When
Hallelujah.
We united like we did in the spirit this morning.
Hallelujah.
That's what faith is all about.
Lord Jesus.
And that we haven't seen it. If you see something, it ain't too much more. You have to believe it.
Come on.
So have faith in glory to God. If you can already see it, so you know you can do it.
Yes.
Glory to God. But when we have the faith.
Come on.
And the hope is in us, in the spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When the spirit moves.
Yes.
Even in us that on a phone line.
Come on now.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is just like the day of Pentecost at the head. Mother Morgan is hit Mother Roberts. Glory to God, hit me and Prophetess Deidre and Mother Sister Maggie and her sister. Glory to God, minister. And glory to God and whoever else that's on the line. Whether
yes.
we hear you or not, you are here today for a reason.
Amen.
Do you really have the faith in God that you should? Hallelujah, Jesus. We all go through things. Like the sister was saying, she had a grievance. She wasn't even thinking about it, but the devil was.
Because
if he could have kept that secret, could have caused you to miss out on heaven, honey.
Come on.
Because that's what the enemy do. He tried to keep things hid, but you kept praying. And
Thank you.
It hit me because I used to pray every morning, God, if it's anything in me that's not like you, bring it up so I can recognize it. So you can get the
glory
out. So God, he got the glory when you recognize you had a grievance.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Let's get it right this morning and quit getting it twisted.
Amen.
It came to her and she recognized she had a grievance.
Amen.
And the word that say you don't go down, you don't let, you know, the sun go down on your wrath.
Yes.
Get it out. Some of us got stuff we need to get out.
Amen.
Shoveling that stuff out.
Hallelujah.
But sometimes, like this was, she wasn't aware of it really.
Thank you, Lord.
Hell, that just like from childhood on, sometimes we'll put stuff aside in marriages and relationships. Oh, we said we let it go today, and we're going to let that go. A co-worker, we're going to let that go. Or the manager's hand, but we're going to let that go. And then sometimes it's the littlest thing.
Glory.
But we have to get it all out.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, just let go and let God.
Amen.
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to those things which are before that is
behind.
So I trust.
Come on now.
The calling that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
You know,
the other time I spoke, where do we go from here? Where is your faith this morning?
Come on.
Glory to God. Is it in your children? Is it in your husband? Is it in your companion? Is it in a co-worker? Where is your true faith this morning?
In God.
You can put to your loved ones that don't know him as their own personal savior.
Yes.
But we have to take something every time we get together and make it like a chain. And keep putting that chain together. And you put it up with Apostle Francis.
Amen.
And then put that chain together. And it works on down and works on down. Mm-hmm. Morgan, Maggie, Mother Roberts, glory to God.
Yeah.
Mother William Deidre, glory to God. It goes on down.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's
Hallelujah.
It's a chain from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to God this morning.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it in man? Is it in finances? Is it in a job? Glory to God.
Because
sometimes now, from day to day, sometimes we don't know what that bank statement going to look like.
Uh-huh.
I know I refused to pull mine up for a while this month. Write everything down because I have a budget. I don't know about anybody else. It got places to go, and I pretty much done wrote them down. I write it down every month. They're pretty much the same, but I still write them down because I said, Lord, you know, you multiply.
Okay, man, no more.
When I wanted to speak to the little father, I said, Lord, you just multiply.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
Thank you, Father.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes when I don't look, God still do multiply.
Come on now.
Okay?
Yes.
I prayed, I told him, multiply, Lord. I had a great niece. We was in the store pushing something around. I said, Lord, you know, I really need that, but I don't think it's in my budget this month. So she said to me, she said, Aunt Jackie, said, but you know how you pray, because I see how God multiplies.
Yeah.
She said, so will you come over here and pray with me about this thing that I need right there, that freezer?
Come on.
You know, I said, you know, I didn't think she was even listening to me the times when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really say it to her. But I said, Lord, just multiply. And
yeah.
She had heard me pray that in a store. But, you know, that, it don't always come now, because I say that there's a need. God might know it might be even a greater need down there.
Amen.
Lord God, not where we feel like it, but sometimes there are greater needs in our life.
Yeah.
But we have to have the faith.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And sometimes what do the scriptures say, Sister Morgan, about, okay, the size of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever seen a mustard seed, you can be, like I said, that's even hard to see.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen someone that had gone to Jerusalem, to the Holy Land that I knew, and they brought back a paperweight. And you know those glass paperweights. But inside it was a mustard seed.
Yeah.
I mean, for a blink, you would have missed it.
Amen.
But the word talk about if you have faith as a grain. So don't get all out of place. When you say, I believe it. But the word as small as a mustard seed.
Small as a mustard seed.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes saying it, believing it, and make it work is
a
whole nother scripture and a whole nother everything else.
Yeah.
But we have to learn to ask God to crucify this flesh within us.
Yeah.
So we can gain that faith as small as a mustard seed. It said it can move mountains.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Just because we say faith and we feel like we live in faith and we're building faith, but when that time really comes,
something
is overpowering you. To the glory of God.
Yes.
My mother Morgan and her stroke and taking her voice, something that the enemy knew that she loved to do, the glory of God.
Yeah.
Sister Maggie has a love within her.
Amen.
A yearning in her testimony. I could feel that yearning.
Yes.
Glory to God. I can feel walls walking down the house and have this, you know, just feeling for herself, that yearning to know and feel the love of God.
Yes.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, but this is what we do.
Thank you.
And, you know, I was talking to Prophetess Deidre, and, you know, she mentioned to me about me saying 30. And, you know, it has been going in me all week, and I'm saying, Lord, well, what is it? And I, but it's good to have things that can enlighten you and that can move you from one level to another level, because we're helpers one to another. Nobody greater, no little eyes and big teeth.
Come on.
All these chiefs and no Indians, you know, type situation.
Thank you, Lord.
But, you know, I thank God for this morning, and not to even take up your time. But where is your faith this morning?
Hallelujah.
Where is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this morning, and I know some of you mothers and your sisters and Sister Maggie and her sister, you know, last week I got up and from the recliner, and it's hard for me to even lift my legs or anything now without being in pain.
Mm.
And after my operation 2 years ago, my left side reminds you of a person that have had a light stroke.
Mm.
But, you know, I went, and, you know, because they tell me not to walk around the house in bedroom slippers, because, you know, when you're a senior, you might trip and all this other stuff. So, but I'm sorry, I wear my bedroom slippers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But I got out of them And you don't want no music going. Want nobody talking about, you know. I got up and the Spirit said, praise him.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, you know, I haven't given you a dance in a good while.
Come on.
I put the nice shoes off my feet and I tried to give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I started shuffling my feet. I said, if I was in church, all my nieces and they'll be laughing and say, I just be shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey, I kept shuffling.
Come on now.
Sit up. Thanks. I kept shuffling to the other foot that I can't normally lift, lifted up.
Come on now.
I went right. I'm going to tell you now and make you laugh. I started the barnyard strut. Glory to God.
Right.
Shuffle. And give God those little things.
Thank you, Jesus.
God blesses you to go on just a little while longer.
Hallelujah.
For the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's not the big, huge thing.
Come on.
It's those little things.
Yes.
That will please God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll go for my little dance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
No matter how you can
hallelujah.
Words, whatever.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But forgive God.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
That's what loving God and the Word is all about. Glory
hallelujah.
Oh, glory. I think it's. Is it 2 Corinthians 13 or 1 Corinthians 13? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels.
Yes.
Oh, yep. But at the end, what do it all end up? They say that I have tongues and all those different things that Scripture lets you know. But at the end, what do you say? After all of that,
come on.
It all is charity.
Yes.
It all is love.
Yes.
But to get that love, you have to have the faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
This morning, where is your faith?
Yes.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
Just believing
and trusting and believing is the same thing.
Amen.
You know, but to have faith is totally, totally, it's just totally, totally different.
Come on.
I do love God this morning. And I do thank God for each and every one of you, because your testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I didn't even have to really get on, because the testimony was just that. Just,
hallelujah.
Just moved. Glory to God.
Thank
I don't
you.
Even have the words to tell you, but I thank God for the growth. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because we don't see each other, but we touch by what? The Spirit of God and the Holy
Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Never have seen Sister Maggie. When I call her, she's just as sweet as she can be.
Amen.
Okay. Lord, you know, with me and her, we laugh. Glory to God about that last song she sings.
Amen.
You know, by Andre Crouch.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I tried so hard to make it all alone.
Yeah.
God help me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I do thank him this morning, and I will end on that, because I do need him.
Yes.
So I'll get Jacqueline out of the way. Sometimes the Holy Ghost has to kick her a little out of the way, not a little, sometimes a big kid, okay? And to get her out of the way.
Right.
So
let
him really rule in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, I do thank God for his glory. I thank God for the promise he gave me one
glory
night. Glory to God and his mercy.
And this morning, Lord.
I will say this. Oh, glory to God. I was thinking about when I did believe him, because I asked God for children.
Mm-hmm.
And then God blessed me with my daughter. And even in labor with her, I started hemorrhaging. And the doctor said to my mother, you know, I think my husband was in the chapel praying. And he told her, so, well, you know, either we're going to have to choose between the baby or her.
My God.
Because, you know, either or, one is going to have to die and the other going to have to live. And I'll never forget, telling my mother. She said, well, that's my baby. You know, you saved my baby. I said, oh, yeah, I might be your baby, but this is my baby.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm saying that to say this. I remember saying to my husband, I said, you know what I'm saying? You saved my baby because I prayed and asked God for a child. Mm. And if I go, I'm going to go. This is how mothers do.
Yes.
That even if he takes me on, he gave me what I asked him for.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And that child now, she never stopped fighting. She still does. Glory to God. She's always pushing.
Thank you, Lord.
But she cracked my rib trying to turn the other way. But, you know, I thank God that he will answer your prayer. And he blessed me with two children. Glory to God.
Yes.
Fight for their life. But God brought them in when the doctors gave them up.
Amen.
So I praise God this morning again. Just keep on praying, saints.
Thank you, Lord.
And he will do what he said he will do.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I thank you for your time, and I thank you for your presence this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. What a mighty word. Praise
yes.
Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For the minister, Brother Harris, bringing a word to us on this morning. Thank God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. She said the testimonies was already talking about her message for today. That's how God is. Hallelujah. He's an all time God. He have us joined together for such a time as this. What a mighty word. Yes, we have to
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Trust in God. Hallelujah. Woo, we praise the Lord for the word of God. Thank you again, Mother Minister Harris. Glory to God for allowing the Lord to use you on this morning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We do also thank the Lord because on the line we have Sister Rosalind Johnson, and we would like for her to do the altar call for us this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. I just thank God for the word.
Amen.
It's all about faith. Are we going to walk in faith? Are we going to believe what God says? We're either going to believe it or we're not.
Yeah.
And we, like she said, we have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
He said, if you have that enough faith to believe that I came, I died for you.
Amen.
I left the keys of heaven here with you so that you can tap into me anytime you want.
Amen.
If you believe he died, he rose again from the grave and given us eternal life,
yes,
he said you will be saved.
Amen.
For with the mouth we confess, with the heart we believe. And we ask him to come into our heart to save us because we were sinners who need to be saved by grace.
Yeah.
And he has given us that grace. Right now on this line, anybody, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you've done,
yeah,
he said, I will forgive you if you ask me to come into your heart.
Amen.
And for those of us who been walking with God, and you walked away, or you can be what you think is walking with God, and you know that you've done something that's not pleasing in his sight.
Yeah.
And you have to ask for forgiveness. You have to say, God, restore me back.
Yeah.
To my first love. Like she said, take me back, dear Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
To the place where I first received you, where I believed what you said.
Amen.
But I'm no longer walking that way. Take me back.
Amen.
Thank
so if you're not saved, pray this prayer. And if you're in a backslidden state, pray this prayer. And you can. I learned one thing. You could be sitting up in the church and be in a backslidden state.
All
your
right.
body is in the church,
thank
but your
you
mind is in the world.
Yeah.
So just pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, God. Save me. I believe that I was born a sinner, but you came and you died for my sins. I ask that you would come into my heart right now. I repent of all my sins. And I ask you to come in my heart, change me, help me to be like you.
Yeah.
And Lord, I receive this by faith.
Yeah.
Not by what I feel, but by faith.
Right.
I receive it. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And for those who are in a backslidden state, Father, I come to you now, asking you that you would take me back. Take me back to where I first believed you.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Help me to walk according to your will, according to your way. Not my will, not my way,
yes,
but
Lord.
Your will be done in my life. I repent. I ask that you would forgive me for the sins that I've done since I received you.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me and cleanse me. Purge out anything in me that's not like you. In the name of
Jesus.
And if you've done this, Jesus has come into your heart, and we welcome you into the family of God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now over one soul that's coming in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
So you're not alone. We all had to take this road
of
repentance. That's the only way we could be saved.
Amen.
So we welcome you into the family of God. And you just pray and ask God where to send you. Where do you go to grow? And the Holy Spirit will lead you. He will guide you where you need to go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if it's on this line, God will do it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Mm. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Sister Rosalind Johnson, hallelujah, for doing the altar call for us. We believe if anyone heard the call on this morning to come to God, we believe that you have received and that the angels in heaven are rejoicing, my God, over you.
Lord.
And for those of you, if you were in a backslidden state, we believe that God has received you back to
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are rejoicing with you as
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God. And like the woman of God say, if you don't have a church home, right now, we are still having church services, as you can see, on the conference line, Cornerstone Deliverance Church conference line. The number that you called in today, or if you didn't call in, if you call into this number when we have services, hallelujah, then you will be able to get in contact with us and you can have services with us. Again, if you wanted to contact us, we're at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. And it's how you can reach us if you wanted to send an email, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Praise the Lord. And if you wanted to call in and be a part of the service or talk to one of us, whether it be Apostle Asia Francis, you could call 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. Praise God. And if you live in the Georgia area, if you wanted to speak to Prophetess Maggie, you could call her at that same number, 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. And if you're in the Texas area, you can call me, Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, at 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for everything that's been said and everything that's been done. And right now, I would like to give you into the hands of Prophetess Maggie Kamina. Amen. And she will take us further into our services. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this part of the service. Amen. We thank God for the word and every song and every testimony. Everyone just being on one accord with his presence this morning. And we thank God for us coming on one accord for this time of giving. Amen. That we're able to give. Amen. If you, this is a time that we all can participate in, amen, that we can give to the body of Christ to continue to further the gospel, amen, for Cornerstone Deliverance Church, amen. Yes. There are many ways that we are able to give. We're able to give by going by Cash App, amen. We don't have to physically be in a building to give any longer. There are ways that we are able to give via phone now, and that is through Cash App. It's $CSDC12. Amen. $CSDC12. If you don't have Cash App and you have Zelle, you can give Cornerstone Deliverance Church at gmail.com. If you don't have Zelle and you aren't able to give that way, you can go to the website, CornerstoneDeliveranceChurch.com. And on each page, there's a donate button where you're able to click the donate button and give to this ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Or if you are still mailing checks and money orders and cashier's checks, you can mail to Post Office Box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina 27932. And yes, they will be able to deposit, receive those tithes and offering, seeds or whatever, into for the ministry and be able to handle that for the ministry. Amen. As well, downloading the church app. Amen. Go to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store and download the church app. And there's donate buttons as well on the church app. We just thank God for us having the spirit to believe in whatever we sow, whatever we give into this ministry. We believe that God is going to bless it and we will have a return. Amen. We believe today, amen, that God is going to, that we will reap a harvest. And so we, as we come before the Lord, every tithe that is coming into the house of the Lord, every offering, every seed that is being sown, we thank the Lord right now. Even the ones that have, that don't have and desire to give, we thank you right now, Lord God. And we pray that you will bless it right now, Lord God. Let them see, Lord God, a return on it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We believe your word today, Lord God. Let us give with a cheerful heart today, Lord God. Just don't give grudgingly, Lord God, but give cheerfully, Lord God, that we believe in your word, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we are connected to royalty, Lord God, that we will not live beneath our privilege in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now that we will not live beneath, Lord God, our provisional measures that you have for us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, so we stand on your word today. Oh, God, we stand and we believe in your word today. We stand in faith in Jesus' mighty name.
My Lord.
And we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, for those that don't have a Bible study or a Sunday, well, we have Sunday school today at 12 noon. Glory to God. We break bread in the word of God. Join us at 12 noon right back on this line. If you are looking for more prayer, the older saints would say more prayer, more power.
Yes.
Glory to God. Monday nights at 8 p.m., Tuesday morning at 5 a.m., glory to God. It is life-changing, glory to God. It changed my life, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Iron sharpens iron, glory to God. These are some powerful men and women of God that are on this line, glory to God. And if you need to be sharpened, glory to God, join us Monday night, 8 p.m., Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., Wednesday night, 8 p.m., glory to God. And we're back here on Sunday, glory to God, giving and lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank that we are, it is not no big eyes, it's not no isms and schisms, but lifting the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The only name that is, that has power, glory to God. The only name that matters. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank him. Hallelujah, glory to God. So join us for one of those services. And on this coming Friday, the Mother's Board will be doing a special service. They're doing a roundtable service, a open floor, open mic service for the women of God that need strength, glory to God, the younger mothers. If you not even, if you are desired to be saved, invite your sister, invite someone this Friday, glory to God. We will be sending the flyer out today. Glory to God, with the time and the number for you to join and invite someone so you can draw strength from these seasoned women of God. They're not older, but they're seasoned with the word of God. Their life living speaks for them, speaks volumes, glory to God. It speaks truth. It speaks holiness and righteousness, and we are able to glean and draw from them, glory to God, and from how they worship and how they live, glory to God. So we invite you on this coming Friday, the 16th, amen, glory to God, to come back and worship with us. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My goodness. Got a lot of stuff going on. I didn't, even that one, I didn't know about that one, but praise God anyhow. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Maggie. You got me all stirred up again. Praise God. I get crunk. Glory to God. Yeah, praise the Lord. I did something today I never did before on this line. My God. Hallelujah. But when call and send a text that will you do, I say yes, amen. Praise God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Even things that we didn't think that we can do. Glory to God. But if we're asking, Lord, show me, Lord, tell me. Hi, my God. He would do just that. Glory to God. He likes the fact that we are willing workers for Christ. Amen. And I heard Minister Harris said, ain't no little eyes and big U's. And I heard the woman of God, Maggie, say the same thing. Ain't no schism and isms and all that stuff. Amen. Yeah. We are all workers one to another. We got to help one another. My God, hallelujah. Ain't no big eyes and big U's. My God, it's just the body of Christ trying to love and encourage each other. Hallelujah. We do thank the Lord for the word of God, hallelujah, that went forth today from Minister Mother Harris. Praise God. Then we're are down to the end of our services for today. But right now, we're going to ask our own Mother Roberts to dismiss us. Amen. Glory to God. The next Mother Roberts, go ahead.
Thank you, Apostle. I just thank God for the world on today. Where is our faith? And I just want to say I thank God for Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, because she don't even know how she encouraged me. I talk so much about her because she remind me of my teacher, Dr. White, I used to run with when I was first got saved. And I'm much older than her. But I just learned so much from her. She don't even know how she encouraged me to really want to push my way to go on, to go forward, which I don't like to go forward. And God knows it. And Apostle say, I talk so much about Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, to the pastor and say, you love her, don't you? I say, yes, I love her. I don't know. She don't even know the love that she makes me feel and make me want to study more. And I just had to say that in Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for all you have released in your word on today. Grace us, O God, to hold fast by faith and to overcome day by night. Watch over us as we depart from this service, this line, God. We not apart one from another, but we never from your presence. Lord, we just want to thank you. And as we go on of today, just be able to think on where is our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love,
everybody.
Agape love. Don't forget about Sunday school, 12 p.m. God bless.